So, you know, we fragment. It's like people will say, I went through at 24, I lost my first husband in a car accident. And I remember one of the questions that somebody asked me was, how did you possibly get through that? And you know, we have everything we need in this human design to navigate the terrain that we're here to live through. But there are ways that this human can handle certain traumas. And we fragment. So a part of ourself that went through a trauma gets separated and goes into almost a dormant state. When I was led through my own healing journey, and I have a beautiful energy guide that works through me, and we were doing soul retrieval together, there were times where in the middle of the day, I was led to go and find another part of myself. And when I would get there, this part of myself had been so debilitated in fear. Well, the essence of me was operating with that vibrational frequency of fear. And I had to bring her back in, that part of myself, that little girl part of myself, or however you choose to see it, and integrate her back into the fullness of me. And then really do the healing work around fear. I have a beautiful healing meditation up on my website called Healing Shame and Healing Fear. You know, shame is something that definitely lives in the shadow. It's one of the lowest vibrational energies. And there's so many ways that shame presents itself and that we fragment because of it. You know, I just remember my son did something in school this year that was just, he was being a 9-year-old boy and he was goofing off with a friend and they were writing notes to each other and the teacher caught them and she shamed both of them. It was traumatizing for him, and I used it as a leaping off point to really dive into looking at the truth of who he is and the love that he is. But it woke me up to all the ways that shame had really presented itself to us. So I share all this for $7. I keep these healing videos very inexpensive because I want people to use them as I know that the power they have to really integrate these fragmented parts of ourselves. It's the only way that we can close the back door is by shining a light into the shadows and calling back home these fragmented aspects of ourselves. The narcissist is so intuitive, highly psychic, and they can find those that open back door without you even knowing it. Why do I call it a back door? Because you don't even know somebody's entered into you and they're stealing all your goods out of the refrigerator of your heart and soul, because that's how cunning and manipulative and secretive they are. And like I will always say, an honest person will never understand the nature of a dishonest person because it's not who you are. So you'll never really be able to fully understand it. You can educate yourself on what it is, but I don't suggest spending that much time there. To me, I just think if we do our own work, really integrating the shadow of our own self, calling in all those parts of ourselves, you immune yourself from the narcissist. They actually just drop off the planet and you don't. Of your reality, I should say, off that side of the planet, and you don't play with them any longer. So it really is and can be a beautiful journey. Now, I will also say that if you are in alignment with one of these relationships, you know, when you're in them, they have their own elements of deceptive behavior. You know, I call them Decepticons. If you've ever watched any of the Transformer movies, they're Decepticons. They show up, you know, charismatic. They could put on any face. They could be anywhere in your reality, and you don't even know it. But underneath the surface is this Decepticon. So, you know, they play with your head. They play with your mind. They play with your back door. They'll move keys. They'll hide things. There are various forms of gaslighting. I just did a Facebook Live about intermittent, God, why am I drawing a blank to it? I'll think of it. But there was a study done on lab mice where they put food out and then take it away, put food out and take it away, and create a pattern, and they watch the behavior of the mice. But what happened, what was significant in that study, is they started to change the pattern. And the minute the pattern changed, something happened within the mice's brain that created almost like an addictive behavior where they became obsessed with the food. Well, that's how the narcissist actually operates in your back door. They move things around, they change the pattern, and it creates kind of a firing system within your own brain that you get more connected to the relationship and it's harder for you to walk away. And that's why so many people say, I can't believe that I was in this kind of relationship. So anyways, we're gonna continue to expand this conversation. We're gonna dive in deep. I'm just gonna, you know, this was something, it was an impromptu today to bring this out, and let's just continue to have these conversations. We'll dive in further detail. But the thing that I want you to take away is that it's okay. You know, these relationships are here to empower you into the fullness of who you are. Our human gets resistant, and we don't actually like to do the work. So we distract ourselves. And yet your power lies in shining a light into the shadow, integrating those shadow aspects of ourselves. So I'm sending you so much love. Let me just, excuse me, I'm gonna look at my my notes somewhere, because that's gonna bug me. All of a sudden I had a blank and I can't find it right here. Ah, intermittent reinforcement, sorry. Whew, that just went out the window. So I look forward to more, and we'll talk soon. Bye for now.